Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back. I haven't heard this one
funny,
in a while. Midday
a
show.
Song. You know what this song about?
What?
Ugly women. No, seriously. Like, I'm not joking. It's about...
I knew that and didn't know where you were going with it, but now I remember.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, who let the devil out?
Not the kindest song.
No, it's not. And it used to, I remember them playing it in every NFL stadium.
Defenses used to bark and run out. Yeah.
Oh, was let the dogs out.
When my kids were like in preschool at the time, they loved this song. We used to play on the way to school. Now it's funny thinking about what it is. But you know what else is a dog, Hugh?
What's that?
The Philadelphia Eagles are a dog in the Super Bowl. 215-592-949. We'll get back to the conversation here and all your calls on Barkley and Bryce Harper here. Has Barkley surpassed Bryce in the all-time Philadelphia free agent signing list? I don't think he has yet. I mean, an amazing season. All-time kind of year. He's got to win the championship. They have to win a Super Bowl to go above what Bryce has done for the franchise, getting the team to the World Series, all that stuff, bedlam at the bank. That's where I stand. Hugh's already there with Saquon Barkley and his impact on the Philadelphia sports scene and your guests for Hugh's Clues. But, Hugh, I was thinking about this. So the Philadelphia Eagles are a 1.5-point underdog to the Kansas City Chiefs on Super Bowl Sunday. And I think we are conditioned now as sports fans to just like shrug our shoulders like, they have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, right? They're the favorite in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's wrong. The Eagles should be favored in the game. They and anything you look at, they're better. Now, does it mean none of this means they're going to win or lose? Like that, they have to play it out on the field next Sunday. But I was looking at this. They allow less points per game. They score more points per game.
Mm-hmm.
They have more yards per game. They have less yards allowed. They have more yards per play. They allow yet less yards per play. In every single statistic, turnover margin per game, points, all of it, they are superior to the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, their resume says they should be favored in the game. I think if I was the odds makers, I would have made the Eagles the favorite in the game. The Eagles have the better roster, 1 through 53.
Mm.
They have the better resume on the season.
Mm-hmm.
They have the better outlook when you look at all their statistics. Again, offense and defense, they are ranked higher in almost every single category, yet they're the underdog. Hugh, if you were, and we know, you know, you've touted yourself as a kind of a sharp early in the season when you're hitting all those bets. If you were making the line, who's the favorite?
Allow me to long talk just a little while, because I think this is where the odds makers were going. You look at the season that Patrick Mahomes has had. It's been subpar by his standards,
yes.
The standards that he set for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at that and you say, oh, but damn it, they still find a way to win. Some might argue that that might be ref motivated or whatever it is, but they still find ways to win. Now you look at the flip side and you look at the Philadelphia Eagles. You look at Jalen Hurts and this offense, this high-powered offense, this offense where you're talking about we have more talent offensively than they do. We got a better defense than they do. But for whatever reason, we've underachieved. This is not me talking, people. This is I'm channeling my inner, you know, Vegas odds maker. And they've underachieved. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes is going for the three-peat, you know. And I think back to, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn now, I remember talking to my frat brother, Todd Pinkston, when they got their rings after they got them, he said, "Unc." Pat said before the season starts, they going for the three-peat. They said that back in when they got their rings. And I remember when they were in training camp and Pink talked about how focused they were and how they on a mission and all this other stuff. All of that probably factors into that. And this and on the flip side, Joe, we look at our team and as much talent as we had. There's a lot of people out there that feel that, like, if Saquon wasn't here, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in because of the tumultuous season, if you will, that the quarterback has had.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, the part that what you were saying there about the story, about their motivation, it's all part of it. I also think there's a lot of this that is being swayed towards the coaching quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you ask anyone who has the better roster 1 through 53, they're going to say the Eagles.
And you, if you asked which coach
and quarterback
were bubbleheads?
It's ours.
Well, you say which coach is bubblehead?
Ours.
That would be.
Yeah.
He's looking more not like a bubblehead now.
But comparatively,
but that was consensus.
Yeah. And the other, and obviously the other side is Andy Reid. I just, when you go and look at NFL spreads every week, usually the team that's better and has better statistics is the favorite. And this is on a neutral field.
Yeah.
It's not like the games at Kansas City where then okay you give them the bump because they're at home, or if the game was here we give the Eagles a bump because they're home. It's a neutral field. I think the Eagles should be the favorite in this game. I would make them the favorite in the game. Doesn't mean they're going to absolutely win it, but I think they should be the favorite of the game. Sirianni was on yesterday with the morning show, and Joe asked him about this, about being the underdog. Will he use it as motivation? What did he feel about it? Here's Sirianni yesterday.
Nick, you're officially listed as an underdog. Now, that could change, but it hasn't yet. Are you getting, you know, some coaches use that as a rallying cry. Do you plan on using that as a rallying cry with your guys?
No, we don't care about that. We don't care about that.
Nick, I expected you to say no because I think you're very confident in your team, basically. And that's an external that just is irrelevant to you. That was my expectation of what you would answer. Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a fair way to put it. We love our team. I think, though, too, like you're going in there against a team that's won the last two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a heck of a football team that's won 15 games in the regular season, has phenomenal players all over the field, has, you know, one of the greatest coaches of all time on the opposite sideline. And you know, I got so much respect for this team. And so, you know, again, those are things that you can't control. And so, yes, we're confident in our team and I love our team. But, you know, that's something you can't control is, you know, being the underdog. Like, It is whatever that it means. Like we don't care about that. It's about controlling what we can control. Because if you start trying to control, like not control, if you start thinking about those things that you can't control, that where does that stop? And so it's again, here's our process. Here's what we need to do, and let's go out and do it.
Well, I expected Sirianni to say that. He's not going to come out and say, hey, you guys, they're crazy. We should be the favorite. We're better. I'll say that. The Eagles should be the favorite in this football game. 215-592-9494. This segment brought to you by Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress. Look, I'm not trying to say this is going to be a 43-8 game. The last time, though, I remember the worst roster as the clear favorite in the game. Denver was a 2.5-point favorite the year they got blown out by Russell Wilson Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't as good. I mean, they had the better quarterback in the game, but their team overall, I thought the Seahawks just had more good players. And sometimes this happens. Now, maybe Andy and Mahomes just tipped the scales. Kyle, if you were an odds maker, who's the favorite?
The Eagles fan in me wants to say it's the Eagles, but
we do the Kyle Quinn alternate spread.
That's right.
Sometimes, yeah.
And no, this spread is dead on. The Chiefs, okay. Yeah, the Chiefs should be the favorite in this game. The Eagles had the better roster 2 years ago,
and they were the favorite.
And we saw how that turned out. We lost the game. I mean, at a certain point, when do you stop? Like, just as an outsider, when do you stop doubting that the Kansas City Chiefs should be You compared him to Michael Jordan.
I know.
Stop betting against Michael Jordan.
But it's not just him. He's got a whole team. Other guys have to make plays, too.
All right, but the Chiefs are the Bulls. Stop betting against the Bulls.
I'm gonna this time.
Well, you can go ahead. That's fine. I'm just saying, as an outsider, how do you... I understand that we want to say, as Eagles fans, we have the better roster, we should be the favorite. But, when I look at the Chiefs, and I said this for months in the season, when everyone said, the Chiefs don't look as good this year, this is going to be the year that Josh Allen goes, so Lamar Jackson goes, and then you look like fools.
They're inevitable.
They make you look like a fool every single year. So, I'm okay with the Chiefs being favorites in this game. Could you make a case that it could be flipped the other way, Eagles -1.5? Sure. But I don't think it's disrespectful, or do I think we should be the favorite in the game.
So I don't think it's disrespectful. I understand Vegas has a job to do, whatever sports book we're talking about. They're trying to get people to bet on both sides. It's not a disrespecting. I just think it's wrong. I think the Eagles should be the favorite in the game. And I do get, if Mahomes was an underdog, millions of people would jump on him and they could lose a lot of money. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tony in Fox Chase. What's up, Tony?
What's going on, guys? Happy Thursday.
Thank you, Tony. What's up, pal?
Thank you for having me on. Hey, Hugh, did you ever find a coat?
Yeah, I found one, and I should have sent it back because I only wore it once since I had it.
Yeah, but it could be cold in February, Hugh.
It could be.
March.
But I won't wear it. I only wear it at the tailgate.
Yeah, Tony wore it. He wore it once, Tony.
One time, huh?
That's it.
Listen, It's a hard comparison. I mean, we're talking about generational players between Harper and Saquon. I mean, and brought in under different circumstances. I mean, Harper was brought in and the team was built around him. And Saquon was brought in with a loaded team. But if he wins, when he wins, let me rephrase that. When he wins the Super Bowl with our Eagles, I got to go with Saquon. But right now it's Harper.
Yeah, so Tony, you and I view it similarly. Great players, great acquisitions, but the ring is the biggest difference. And right now, we're in the moment where Bryce was in the World Series. Now, they didn't get it done. Hopefully, the Eagles finish this thing off, Tony.
I'm hoping. I have faith. I can't believe Vegas has got us down as the underdog. I mean, that, to me, is insane. I think they're using previous history to put that point spread in, considering that we lost to them by 3 points by a poor referee call, in my opinion. But, I don't think it's going to be an easy game, but I certainly feel we have the strongest roster and momentum. Momentum. We've got the momentum. So I'm looking forward to Barkley breaking the record, all-time season record, postseason included, and hoisting that Super Bowl and having another parade, a safe parade where people aren't falling off of poles, please.
Yeah, hopefully when we get there, everyone can take it easier this time. That was a very, very sad story. Tony, what do you got for us for a guest for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say ribs and shrimp. Wings from TGI Friday. Iverson was always in
three foods.
All right, so Tony,
disaster.
Let's go, Tony. Good phone call. Let's go with ribs, and we'll leave the shrimp and the other stuff.
You put three completely different foods out there.
He was going with the sampler platter from TGI Friday.
What the hell was that?
I guess he was going with the Iverson, who used to hang out there all the time. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's the Gilio? What up, G?
Chuck.
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, man, I got to go with Saquon. Saquon has been more impactful to his team than
But Bryce is your guy, Chuck.
Bryce is my guy. He's still my guy. I love Bryce. But I'm going to tell you the reason why. Saquon is a better supporting jack than Bryce. Bryce plays with these stiffs. Trey Turner is a stiff I've ever seen one. Castellanos stinks.
Tell us how you really feel.
Stinks. Those dudes are garbage.
Not Schwarber.
Hey, Schwarber's all right, Chuck. Come on.
It's Schwarber's garbage. You know, they all garbage.
I mean, come on.
So those guys, you know, they let Bryce down. You know what I mean? Except for Zach Wheeler. The rest of those guys, they all let Bryce down. And if he wouldn't have had a better supporting cast, he would have a ring by now, or at least two. Okay, so that's the reason why I give Saquon a nod. He got a better supporting cast than what Bryce Harper had.
How does that work?
Those guys, they let him down big time, man. They, especially Trey Turner. Trey Turner, I tell you, he's stealing money at this point.
Well, now you're preaching to the choir here on the Trey Turner thing.
Yeah, and he doesn't even want to give up, you know, his position to go to a natural, you know, go to a better position for the team. The guy is stealing money. He's the worst player in the Phillies, man. The worst signing I've ever seen in my life. So that's the reason why I give the nod to Saquon. But I'm gonna say this though. Hey, here, let me ask you a question. You right?
What you got?
I want to say this. With Spags blitzing as much as he blitzes, right? That's what I'm concerned about. But if we can run the ball effectively, he's not going to be able to blitz like that, right?
It, what'd you say now?
If Spags he blitzes a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zero blitzes, everything. If we run the ball effectively with Saquon and Gainwell, Shipley, whatever the case may be, he's not going to be able to pin his ears back and blitz like that,
well,
right?
Well, you know what? The thing that I remember about when we used to get gassed on blitzes and we stopped blitzing, it was the passing game. I mean, the running game is going to factor in huge. Like, here's the thing, Chuck. You can't abandon the running game. You can't. Because if you do, then you make yourself one-dimensional, and then it's off to the races. But you have to be creative. I remember when we played the Indianapolis Colts, and James Monroe was back there. That play action killed us because we would blitz on play action, and then he would pull it out and throw the ball over our heads or whatever.
Mm.
So you have to be careful with that. It was almost like Peyton was in our game plan. Like he knew what we were doing. Right. And when you do what'd you say?
I guess the only thing I'm concerned about,
that's going to be a problem. That's definitely going to be a problem.
But I don't know if he's consistently good enough fast to keep, you know, I think we can smoke these guys. But if he can beat the blitz, because that's what's back on down, that blitz going to come. Now, man, if he can beat the blitz consistently, we smoke these dudes. Man, they're not on the same level as us, man. I'm telling you, like, when you look at the roster from top to bottom, we got a way better roster than them two. And I just want to say this, right? Jason, follow your wife's lead, man, Jason Kelce. You are supposed to cheer for the Eagles and the Eagles alone. That's it. Don't even make this complicated, man. You know what I'm saying? Your brother got 3 rings. He'd be okay for 3. Cheer for the Eagles, Jason, please.
When in doubt, do you agree with your wife, Chuck? So keep things simple in life. Chuck, what do you got for us? Give us a guess here for Hughes Clues.
As far as a food that an athlete likes?
Yes, a favorite food of one of our Philadelphia athletes.
I'm going to go with crabs.
Crabs. Interesting guess, Chuck. We appreciate it. Not it. All right, so as Chuck was saying all that, right, the blitz from Spagnuolo,
mm-hmm.
You know what I thought about? I thought about Mahomes' 3 rings. And all 3 of the games, it really ended up like this. All 3 times they won. Yes, Mahomes was great, but what Chuck was mentioning there, Hugh, with Spagnuolo sending a blitz, right, mm-hmm. Pressuring the quarterback, all 3 of the times that the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl, the opposing quarterback has not beat them on a blitz. Last year, he blitzed Purdy on a big 3rd and 5 in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Purdy missed. 2 years ago, and we don't talk about this play very much. Remember the 3rd and 2 the Eagles had when they punted the ball back to the Chiefs? They were on their own, I think, 32-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen didn't handle the blitz well there. It was an incomplete to the left side. Then they punted, and then the Chiefs scored again. And that was the drive they, obviously, with the hold on Bradbury. But they had a third down there, and they blitzed Jalen, and they didn't have a completion. And then you go back. We've highlighted this play, and I think we've had this discussion in terms of can Jalen make the big throw. It was a 3rd and 10 when Jimmy Garoppolo missed. Who was that receiver? Emmanuel Sanders for the 49ers 5-6 years ago now? I mean, Hugh, the game's probably going to come down to a big third down in the fourth quarter, and they're going to send a pressure at Jalen. How the Eagles handle it wins the game.
That's how it always works, man. I remember being in games where we would get gas on a couple of those pressures and on third down, big money downs, and we stopped blitzing. We just sit back in coverage because you don't want to get gashed like that. Because it's every time you blitz, there's a hole somewhere.
But you got to see it fast.
You got to see it. There's a hole in the defense, and it's quick, and you have to. That's why it's timing.
Let's go back to this past Sunday. Now, Josh Allen's probably better than any of these guys, right? Purdy, obviously, and Garoppolo and Jalen. You know who didn't handle the blitz well? Josh Allen. He threw a blitz at him Sunday, and there was a guy open on the other side, but it happened so fast, he never got to it. He threw it up to Kincaid, and they didn't get it.
That's the thing, man, because we blitz more than you can block. And I remember that vividly.
Jim?
Jim used to say, hey, we bring it more than you can block. And that's what we would do. Like, you would disguise those coverages, and then you would have, like, the end maybe drop back and Dalk coming in on the corner blitz, and the other end on the other side, he crashing inside with a slice move, and they don't have enough people on that side to block it.
The thing about Spags, and obviously he learned from Jim, is you never know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the – and these guys are great. Like, last year was Shanahan. I mean, it's going to be Kellen Moore. It was Shane Steichen. It was Shanahan again the first time. These are good coordinators, and they don't know where it's coming from. Let's grab Jay in Lawnside. What's up, Jay?
Yo, what up?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man, this is Jay from Lawnside. I always told you I was going to let you know who it is when I call in. Jay from Lawnside, we talked about Saquon and stuff back in the day when I said that maybe it was an organizational philosophy for them to run the ball more. And we was having our Jalen Hurts dispute. Jeff.
I remember.
So now it's looking like that was the case. Like, it was a planned effort to give Saquon the ball more and to lean more on, you know, where they have a lot of money invested and to take the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hands. And it's taken us all the way to the Super Bowl. So I just wanted to, you know, talk about that, number one. And then number two, I think in terms of the Bryce Harper and Saquon thing, man, you know, baseball is such an individualized sport, and you can make, you know, such a bigger impact in baseball because, you know, hitting a home run is really, really hard. It's really, really hard, you know, and the Phillies, you know, they were down before, you know, Bryce Harper came. So, you know, that impact, you know, means a lot, you know, since he's been it. He's already been to, you know, the World Series and been on a come up. But that's not to take anything away from Saquon, but you kind of got to give that to Bryce Harper, because hitting a home run is not easy as a guy that played baseball for 1 year and figured out it was so hard and I can't do it.
Well, especially to do it in the biggest spot to put your team in the World Series. I mean, it's one of the greatest moments in Phillies history. And to be fair, Saquon, he's had some huge moments. I mean, that run against the Rams was awesome to seal that game.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I say all that to give Bryce Harper his respect, okay? And I'm going to go into this. If Saquon and the Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, it's absolutely Saquon.
Well, it's the, you know what it would be, Jay? It would be one of the, maybe the ultimate year of any Eagle ever. Like, that's it.
Hold on, I got to say something, too, before you hang up on me. Mm-hmm. Before you hang up on me, I got to say something, too.
Hurry up.
What do you got?
Oh, yeah. So, yo, Hugh, you was one of my guys when I was in high school. I played defensive line and offensive line. You were one of the guys that I literally molded my game after. So I'm an artist, so I got something for you that I want to send to the station. So I just want to get that contact.
That's pretty cool.
But thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. But, yeah, that's all I have, man.
You got it. So, Jay, give us a guess. What's the food?
I'm going to say, is it a dessert or a food?
We give away one clue.
You said food.
It's food.
Okay, I'm going to say seafood across the board.
What? Well, you got to get. What if I said meat and or if I said vegetables? You got to specify.
I said that because somebody took my answer already. I was going to say crabs.
Give us another seafood.
Pot roast.
Pot roast?
You said seafood. You went from seafood all to over pot roast.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jay, we appreciate you, buddy. It's not pot roast. It's not. I mean, that's is pot roast still a big thing?
Yeah.
Yeah? When was the last time you had pot roast?
I'll smash a pot roast.
Yeah, I'd crush a pot roast too, man. Yeah.
Smash a pot roast.
I didn't mean, like, would you still like pot roast? I just feel like I used to hear more about pot roast back in the day.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I'm trying to remember. Because it's not meatloaf.
No. It's made in
a
pot.
It's braised with veggies and stuff.
You put the carrots, right?
Yep. Yep.
And potatoes.
Sure. You can throw an onion in there, yeah.
And you cook it tender and let the meat fall off.
That's probably like a Sunday staple in a suburban family home.
I'll smash a pot roast. That's right.
I mean, maybe now you'll go get one. I'm just saying, I haven't heard of people talking about eating pot roast in a while. Maybe I'm just out of the loop on pot roast. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Keith in the Northeast. What's up, Keith?
Joe Hugh, what's going on?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Keith.
What's up, man? I think I got to go with Hugh on this one, man. I got to say Saquon, just because, you know, it's like he could have had the record pretty much. And I just hate that the bias of the quarterbacks winning MVPs are also. Yeah, I thought he would have an MVP just like Harper. Then
he probably should, Keith. Like, you know, to be fair, he should. He when you watch the league this year, he was the best player. It's going to end up as probably Lamar or Josh gets it, Allen, but he was the best player.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And Yeah, just the fact, like the one guy said, like with, you know, with baseball, like they could just pitch around Harper and yeah, he'll get on base, but they can potentially walk him if they want. And you know, like every, and he's doing really, like good run defenses. Like he gassed Baltimore. He's doing it like, you know, everyone in the stadium knows what's going on. Knows he's going to get the ball, and they just can't stop him right now. It's unbelievable.
Well, and it's been for 20 games. It's not just one or two or three. Like he's done this for an entire year. I mean, the guy's going to have 2,500 yards when this thing is over. It's nuts.
Yeah, and especially if he wins too. This is, I would say, it's the greatest season of any Philadelphia athlete. You know, Ryan Howard in 06 was big that I can remember. But yeah, it'll definitely put the cap on it too. And yeah, just real quick too, I hate like the lazy arguments people make of like, you know, like diminishing Hurts just because like, oh well, they got a, you know, they got Saquon now. They act like he's like some bum back there. You know, mostly like national media too.
Yeah, they do that a lot. Like it's amazing to me. To your point, Keith, it was some professional athletes, some former football players do the same thing, and it's like,
yeah.
I mean, but that's the space that we're in now because there's a lot of us in this space. And you know, we're in a position where guys want to be hot. They want to be hot takey. I mean, I'm not mad at them for that. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Right. And yeah, if you can name almost every good like Super Bowl winning quarterback, they all had Hall of Famers. A lot.
But for whatever reason.
Like Brady had Gronk and Moss. Yeah. Manning had Marvin and Edrin.
And you can make an argument we know Kelsey Travis is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh,
Tyreek Hill was on a Hall of Fame trajectory, too. So.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill. Yeah,
he was.
It's funny you mentioned that, Keith. There was an article I saw this morning, like just looking at this Super Bowl and how many guys that will play in it could one day end up in Canton in the Hall of Fame. And I believe the Eagles they listed were Saquon.
Yeah.
Lane Johnson. And it had a category like too early, but the talent is there. And Jalen Carter was in that. I mean, yeah, like you go back through the years, there's a lot of most Super Bowl teams have a ton.
I would even put Jalen Hurts on there, though. Seriously.
I think the criteria for quarterbacks has changed. I think it's changed for quarterbacks.
Here's what I say, he's on track.
If he wins this one, early career, yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, to get to two Super Bowls, to win one, he's probably got 130 career touchdowns already all combined. He is, Keith. Now, it's a long way away, and
it's
quarterbacks
got to
do it for 10 more years and all that. Keith, give us a guess quickly for Hughes Clues.
All right. I'm thinking maybe it's a New Orleans team, so I'm going to say Jambalaya.
It's a very good guess, Keith. Not it, but it's a good guess. We'll get another clue for you coming up. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Has Saquon jumped ahead of Bryce Harper on the all-time Philadelphia free agent signing list? I'm not there yet. I still have Bryce, but Hugh's there with Saquon Barkley. Should the Eagles be the favorite in this game? I think Vegas got it wrong. The favorite, the better team, is the Philadelphia Eagles. And we got to have some fun with each of the most iconic moments these guys have had here in Philadelphia. You hear those calls next. 215-592-949 for the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Super Bowl 59. One game, two teams. Endless possibilities. And there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Whether you're predicting the first touchdown, who will take home the MVP trophy, or the coin toss, FanDuel makes it easy to place your bets and feel the thrill of every moment. With live betting all game long, you could jump into the action, adjust your bets, and ride the wave of excitement from kickoff to the final whistle. Plus, to make the Super Bowl even sweeter, new customers can score $200 when you make your first bet. Just place a $5 bet, and if you win, you'll get $200 bonus bets. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
94 WIP. Well, these guys are both on that list. The best free agent signings in Philadelphia sports history. And certainly the last 30 years or so. Welcome back.
It's kind of a terrible song.
But they're the best.
Excuse me?
I mean, we're like, trying to play the theme.
No, Kyle. Back in the day when you first heard it, it was great. But man, once you hear
a lot of pop like, culture from the 80s is just
like
awful.
Now, you'd be like,
It's the cheese thing. The 80s is probably the decade of the cheese, man.
To be fair, has any decade aged particularly well? When you go back to, I mean, maybe some music decades, but man, like not clothing decades. Go back and look at people. They look ridiculous.
The 90s, man.
The 80s were pretty good.
In terms of clothes?
The 80s is probably aged the worst.
Yeah. You were talking about.
What culture, music?
I remember, what was it? Was the penny loafers in the 80s? Penny loafers were pretty stylish.
Well, so like, I mean, you can look at me. The mustache from the 90s is coming back. The mullet's coming back.
You know, I noticed that 90s
stuff is coming
back. Yeah. I mean, that was my heyday. I was a kid. I mean, I got to be a teenager.
I'm not a big fan of like older movies. Mm-hmm. The 90s was the best decade for movies.
90s
probably
was a major decade.
If I had to go
movies.
Into, yeah, if I had to go pre 2000s, and then
movies kind of stink since then. If we're being real, I don't think there's as many great ones. I mean, look at 94. It was Murderer's Row of movies. It was
right,
like 10
okay,
all
sure.
timers.
Yeah, okay, but so I guess I'm comparing it to the 80s where you had like Dirty Dancing and like the cheesiest movies ever made. They age horribly.
But they were hits. I mean, it worked in the moment.
Yeah, because you guys didn't know what good movies were back then.
I was a baby then. This is Hugh's issue. I mean, Hugh's the one that...
Hugh, we know about Hugh's taste in movies. He's a Tubi peruser.
Tubi, Mifganistan, man, I'm telling you. I'm gonna bring my fire stick to the hotel with me. I'm gonna watch some
You can't movies. Go to the Super Bowl and watch Tubi.
Man, I got 8 hours.
You can't.
I can't drink. All the time.
I like how Hugh is just considering the time he has from when the show ends till he's going to sleep. Eight hours.
You know, that's what
8 hours.
You already know I'm tired of timing it out. I'm like, what am I going to do?
We might need a Tubi intervention this offseason.
I know we're going to need to. Write that one down. All right, 215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley surpassed Bryce Harper already on the all-time Philadelphia free agent signings list? He hasn't yet for me. He has for you. Where do you come down? And should the Eagles be the favorite in the game? They're the underdog. And I look at it from every angle. And I understand what you're going to say, Mahomes and Reed. Yes, but the best roster is the Eagles. Statistically, all year, the Eagles were better in points per game, points allowed per game, yards per game, yards allowed per game, turnover differential. You can't find a number where the Chiefs are better. I mean, even the wins now is even at the end of the day. I mean, you can't find a number where the Chiefs are better other than their coach and their quarterback or who they are.
Pretty important things.
I know. But that's not usually how these lines are just set
sure.
by that.
Yeah.
You know, I just think the Eagles should be the favorite in the game. Where do you come down? All right, before we get back to the phones, though, and we do have to give you a second clue for Hugh's Clues, can we hear the biggest moments of our two subjects today? So, Saquon Barkley, Bryce Harper, they've both done a lot in obviously, short time for Saquon, longer time for Bryce, but they're symbolic moments. Let's hear Saquon first, the play that really put the Rams away a couple weeks ago in the snow.
Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
So a couple of things I love from the cut. One is the crowd noise, just how loud it starts to get. And then, Hugh, we heard this a lot this year, the uh-oh from Mike Quick.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
That was funny.
I mean, you don't need to watch it. You hear the uh-oh from Mike Quick, and he's gone.
Yeah, you already know what it is.
Yes, and you know what this is. Bryce Harper's greatest moment here as a Philly. It was Game 5 of the 2022 NLCS when Bryce Harper went deep against Robert Suarez of the Padres.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
And I get goosebumps still when I hear it. I mean, I know we played it all the, like the next year. It's such an incredible call. What a moment for Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Even the ending. I mean, Scott recognized in the moment that's probably the moment of his career. Like, he could win the World Series, but is he going to hit a bigger home run than that? Probably not. I mean, that's send a team to the World Series.
I gotta say, man, that Citizens Bank Park crowd.
I know. It's loud.
It's lethal.
That's pretty awesome. All right, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, could you give everyone a second clue? Because obviously your first one didn't work today.
The first clue was awesome. Mm-hmm. Stop that. The second clue is for all those who had all these, a bunch of guesses. It is seafood. So you're on the right track.
Okay, so you can eliminate dessert now from your thinking and all that. Yeah. So
I feel like we're heading towards getting the answer soon.
It feels like that. I mean, we got a couple seafood answers. All right, so it's a current Philadelphia athlete's favorite food, and it is officially seafood. All right, let's grab Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Julio, Kyle, Big V.
What's up, man?
Big V, what's up?
Yo. Okay, let's see. It's Saquon. Hands down.
I mean, he's been here 1 year.
What? He's been here 1 year. Look what he did. Okay? He actually changed how the NFL now scouts, coach, and plan. See, the running game was basically on its way to being a dinosaur. And then he started coming in there with that offensive line that we have and his athletic ability. Now he has changed it where now teams have started to actually work on improving their running game. And running backs now, you know, getting some good checks. Hmm.
Well, he's a part of it. I mean, I could also say
no good checks yet.
I could also say Derrick Henry was a part of it, right? The two of them together. It's not just Saquon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to give him credit, too. And, you know, while we're doing it, Howie and Laurie have a lot to do with it, too. So, Andy, like I said, the offensive line. I mean, that running game has now become a staple where, you know, the NFL was on its way to being just explosive passing. It was dropped back and thrown for 30 yards. And now it's like and defenses, you know, we're recording. Now, you know, defenses are playing completely honest and even checking in the box because we have such a talented, sensational run game that, you know, they have to take their precautions. I mean, he's been breaking more yards than most people have been doing in their accomplishing in their passing on his legs. And it's going back to the old smash mouth football, you know, where the guy takes it to the house, you know, the home run, the run for daylight. You know, like you said, it's like seeing, in my day, it was like Wilbur Montgomery, Walter Payton, you know, that sweet style of running, you know, that it has brought back another dimension of football for everybody. And, I mean, you can't take away what Bryce has done. I mean, he's got the daycare together. I mean, he's just smacking his home runs. But let's look at this. Have we gotten to the World Series winner?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, have we won the World Series winner?
No. And the Eagles haven't won the Super Bowl with Saquon yet.
Okay. So then, if anything, I'd say they're dead even.
Well, I mean, but you got to make a pick here, baby.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go Saquon.
Okay.
I'm going to Saquon. But in terms of the Eagles, you know, that 1 point thing, I think there's more than respecting the legacy of Kansas City rather than, you know, the talent of Kansas City right now. But you know, I also have to say this, you know, I'm an Eagles fan. I bleed green. All right.
We know.
The Niners were a favorite last year. They were the favorite in the game. The Eagles were the favorite 2 years. So we can't just say Mahomes is always the favorite. The last two Super Bowls, he was the underdog. He's the favorite time. I think it's wrong.
The favorite this time. But here's the thing with the Eagles. When they're considered the underdog, you know, Sirianni didn't say anything to substantiate this. In fact, he said, oh, no, we're just going to remain honest and, you know, he goes into the nutty professor dialect. But when the Eagles are, you know, considered the underdogs, they seem to play harder. Like, they've got, you know, something to prove, something to do. They want to show you that they're the best.
We have seen that over the years. So this team, Big V, hasn't been an underdog for most, you know, I mean, like, what, four times this season, maybe? Ravens, Bengals. Were they an underdog in Tampa? Saints?
Yeah.
I think we were because we were pretty banged up going
into
that game.
If my memory serves, I think they've been underdogs only three or four times the whole year. So we haven't seen much of it, Big V. But yeah, maybe they use it for a little motivation. All right, Big V, what do you got? Who's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to go Lobster.
Lobster, Big V, not
a bad guess.
But people are now. We're getting close here. We're getting close to the finish line here, and we got a $150 gift card to give away to Wild Fork Foods. All right, let's go to Alex, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up? Long time no hear from you, Deezy.
What's going on?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Alex.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
We're getting ready for a Super Bowl. How are you, Alex?
How you doing?
Listen, I knew this was going to happen. Even with the rough start.
You knew they were going to be in the Super Bowl?
Even with the rough start. But I wanted to keep my mouth shut because I didn't want to do the shit I did. Oh, sorry. I didn't want to do what I did with the Phillies.
Oh, you jinxed it, Alex. It was your fault. Most people have told me that. Too. When I see people like that guy, Alex, he jinxed the Phillies.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I jinxed us. But, he's not there yet. Until he goes out and them guys get him and Coop their birthday presents, which is the Super Bowl ring, then he surpasses Bryce.
See, now we're talking, Alex. He needs that ring. You need a ring to finish it.
Unless you got that ring, got you.
That's going to be a heck of a birthday present for them guys.
Well, it is. February 9th, I believe, is Saquon's birthday and Cooper.
Yeah. And Coop. That's the best birthday present guys can ask for.
Who should be the favorite in the game?
Vegas got it wrong, baby. Mm-hmm. They got it dead wrong. Hugh, remember that time? I forget what team I told you about that we were going to cook them. We're going to cook the Chiefs.
You remember that, Hugh?
We're going to cook the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Cook them.
Cook them.
We're going to cook them.
What's the score?
I'm going to say 47-17.
Damn.
30 points.
That ain't about to happen.
30 points.
We're going to cook them. Their defense can't do anything without offense.
30 points.
And their defense can't do anything without offense.
Okay.
And their offense can't do anything without defense.
They do have Reed and Mahomes. They usually move the ball a little bit.
They can move the ball, but it's going to get taken away in the second half. And they could have the ball with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, down three touchdowns.
Well, that would make me feel good. I'll take that.
He works out.
I know.
He works out.
47-17. That's a big one. All right, Alex, what do you got for us? A guess for Hughes Clues.
I'm just going to say salmon cheese steak.
Salmon cheese steak.
No, Alex. You ever have one of those?
No.
No, I never have either. 47-17 is where we're at for the predictions. We got a week. We got, six more shows after today?
So, I don't believe in tempting fate or superstitions and stuff like that.
We're poking the bear a little bit, though?
No, it's fine. I think people are welcome to make whatever prediction they want. Just know, you're out of your mind to predict that score. You're just going to be wrong. I'm sorry. There's no way that happens.
Patrick Mahomes has started 132 games in the NFL. He's lost by double digits, which is just 10 or more.
Yeah, we're going to beat him by 30 in the Super Bowl, though.
I told y'all this was going to happen, though.
And I blame you.
Why you blame me?
Because you got everyone dreaming of the parade, so now they're drumming this up in their minds. Win,
but I've always said it wasn't going to be easy. Now, if you want to get on me about something, I said it wasn't going to be easy last week, and it kind of was.
Kind of was, yeah.
Yeah,
you
but
dope.
Still. Yeah, basically, but no, this
don't
ain't
you
this
know
ain't,
ball.
This ain't going to be easy, dog. And the 41 points. What y'all think? The Kansas City Chiefs are going to go out there and just lay down, huh? Hey, Eagles, you know what? We got two. Y'all, we don't need another. Go ahead. We gonna escort y'all into the end zone.
If your whole shtick is to come on and just be as big of a fan as possible and say we're gonna blow them out, then that's fine. But if you are in the business of trying to get the score right, don't predict that score.
Yeah,
I promise
Alex
you, you're
was
not
right
be
once before. Did you not hear his phone call? We didn't give him enough credit.
People
for that.
Remind us often, if they've ever gotten anything.
Like
right.
Just as a side, when you ask me, even if you ask him, do you remember something I said yesterday? Probably not going to remember that. Don't work like that. Don't work like that for me. So
just smile and nod.
Yes, but if you really ask me, do I remember something that was said 2 months ago? Definitely not going to remember that.
So you can convince you he said something. We do this all the time, too. Remember when you said
No, that's when you said, remember that, Hugh? Because you knew I didn't remember. That's why you looked at me and started laughing.
Mark and Deller, what's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
So let me just comment on two earlier callers before I get to the Saquon and Bryce thing.
Okay.
So
when I first got on, did I hear a guy or a caller complain that his wife made too much money or more money than
Well,
him?
He said he's still the primary. He said he's the pedophilius, don't care how much money his wife made. I'm ad-libbing, but that's what he said.
Gotcha. Okay. I was going to say, because my wife makes about 5 or 6 times the money that I do, and I'm proud when I go out to point that out to people.
As you should
so
be,
you're,
Mark.
You're a
good
cat
for
man.
You.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a cat man. Ain't nothing wrong.
No, and I'm happy when she gets home.
I wish somebody would keep me. I need to be kept.
Well, go find someone.
I was thinking about Oprah.
Oprah.
I need to be kept.
What do you think Oprah's going to say you knock on her door?
I got expenses.
What are the chances Oprah knows who Hugh Douglas is?
Not slim and none.
Well, hold on. Oprah is from Chicago, right?
Yeah. Donovan
is a Chicago kid. I wouldn't be surprised if Oprah was paying attention to the NFL during
five.
Your time.
We can make it
a point for our show to get Oprah to know who Hugh Douglas is.
Yeah, now I don't know if she really remembers you, but like, maybe.
She'd be like, who?
Who?
Who? Yeah, you know, he played with Donovan. Well, I know Donovan.
Yeah, right. How are you going to land Oprah? Like,
I don't know. I'm a wine and diner.
Wine and dine. Oprah. She doesn't need to be wine and dine.
Yeah. She's going to wine and dine you.
Go ahead, Mark.
She's had a birthday.
Guys, Hugh just got a house and a jacket. How's he going to find a
That's
girl?
Enough, yeah. That's enough for another year.
Hey, 1 year at a time, Hugh.
Hugh stopped buying some
Oprah's
dinner for
net worth
at least
is $3 billion, and Hugh's going to wine and dine her. Oh, okay.
I'm about to shoot the J.
So, hey, my other comment on an earlier call is somebody said something about cheesesteaks. Joe, you said something about this is the best place to get cheesesteaks. What do you know about a cheesesteak?
Well, I used to eat meat, Mark. I mean, I didn't, you know, I wasn't a vegetarian since I was a kid. I ate plenty of cheesesteaks in my day.
Okay, I was just questioning. I didn't know if you put like tofu on a roll, and because you said that, you know, the best part about it was a roll. So
in recent years, when I've had something like it, I've had like they'll have the Impossible Meat, you know, cheesesteaks.
Yep.
So you still get the same roll.
Dude, that ain't good, JoJo. Impossible Meat.
Well, I'm not saying it's
I'm
the same
at
thing.
I'm mad you for saying that. Ooh, like everybody's sitting there eating cheesesteaks and you eating Impossible.
Well, but if I want a cheesesteak, what am I going to do?
We're going to sit there. We're going to laugh at you. That's what we're going to do.
Well, that's fine. But I have had cheesesteaks around here. Plenty of them, Mark. I think the last time I went and got a real one, I think it was at John's roast pork. Well, like, I don't know, 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yep. And that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. On your question today, I got to say it's Saquon, man. You know, he's leading his team to the Super Bowl in his first season. And, you know, I know Bryce won the MVP and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, dude, Saquon's just been awesome this year. And Saquon would have an MVP also if they would have let him play the last game of the season.
He probably would, Mark. Or if the NFL just recognized running backs more, it's just become a quarterback award, which is kind of crazy. It's amazing the last few weeks people just stopped talking about Saquon as the MVP, even though he was incredible. Mark, what do you got for us? Give us a guess for Hugh's Clues.
Let me say crawfish.
Well, Mark, you got yourself a gift card to Wild Fork Foods. You got it, Mark.
Look at you. Guess
Did you
right.
know which player's favorite food is crawfish?
No, I don't have a clue. I just kind of Hugh gave out the last clue saying it was seafood, and with the other guesses, you know, that you're supposed to listen to.
Yes, that's good job, Mark.
You know, and with the game being down in New Orleans, I was like, it's got to be crawfish.
So you're right, you got it. It's Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts' is favorite food. He
apparently, Devontae's too.
It must be like if a Southern thing.
Yeah, well,
and full disclosure, I got a phone call because I have some friends down there, and they were asking me, you know, do I eat crawfish?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah. I'm not eating crawfish because I'm not sucking nothing out of nothing because that's what they do. They break them apart and suck their head out or whatever.
The head?
And I'm like, yeah.
Is that the only way to eat it?
Well, it's like you break it apart to get all the meat out and stuff.
But you're not
like,
no, cooking
cool.
it.
No,
Someone
I don't care.
Else is gonna
I don't
it.
Care, but them little things are alive when they cook them. They're not clean. Well, you're supposed to they're supposed to be alive when you cook them. You cook them with like the corn and all the other stuff, the boil.
Yeah, the crawfish boil.
And
yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah, so to eat crawfish, you hold it by the head and tail, twist to separate them, then you peel off the shell of the tail to access the meat. Well, you never had a crab?
I mean, I eat crab, but the crawfish now.
But crab, isn't crab the same thing? You're just breaking it up and eating
it. But I don't even like crab too much. Like, I will eat shrimp from the restaurant to like the little shrimp, but to actually eat it when it's in the shell.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with eating it out of the shell?
No, because it's like I see what happens to them. I feel bad for them.
Don't you know?
No, you don't.
I promise you I do.
You're lying.
Because I remember one time.
What about the cow?
Harper's mom was cooking the crab leg, mm-hmm. the crabs. Mm-hmm. And like they get the blue crabs, mm-hmm. and they're still moving, and they throw them in the boiling pot of water. I'm like, that's just cruel.
I got news for you. It's all still moving before you eat. But at some point.
But at least, in this, like, and I'm about to spoil it for everybody, but here we are. Like, y'all don't clean them things out. Y'all eat everything. Like, everything inside of that crab that made it move when it was alive, y'all just throw it in a pot and eat it. Whatever that crab ate last, whatever was in that crab intestinal tract, you eating that too. Nah, I'm cool. I'm good. I am so good.
So when we were in New Orleans and I order a crabfish boil, you're not having any?
Nah.
All right. I'll have to eat it myself.
It's a lot of food, though. So if you do that, from what I'm told.
A whole boil.
Yeah, if you do that, you might need to go with like a bunch of people that's going to eat that with you, because I ain't fooling. I'll probably eat a potato or something, or a piece of corn.
A potato?
Yeah, but I ain't fooling with no crab.
All right, I got to find some. Maybe Elliot or Jack will come.
Yeah, Elliot trying to hang out. You know, Elliot trying to cut loose down there.
Of course.
Yeah, he trying to get it in.
Yeah, and you are going to be awake until what time? 8:30 p.m.
I'm giving y'all to 9.
Like,
I'm in the bed at 9:30, so that means about 8:55,
see ya.
I'm fading.
Where'd Hugo? He went to bed. Simon's at 8:30. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Has Saquon Barkley already surpassed Bryce Harper on the all-time Philadelphia free agents? Who should be the favorite in this game? I think it's wrong. I think the Eagles are the better roster. They have the better resume. They have better statistics. They should be the favorite in the game. The Eagles are underdogs in the Super Bowl. Where do you come down on that? And we'll get to some stuff Jason Kelce said this morning coming up on Saquon. And an emotional reflecting on his career. You'll hear that coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Well, these guys are both on that list. The best free agent signings in Philadelphia sports history. And certainly the last 30 years or so. Welcome back.
It's kind of a terrible song.
But they're the best.
Excuse me?
I mean,
we're like, trying to play the theme.
No, Kyle. Back in the day when you first heard it, it was great. But, man, once you hear
a lot of pop culture from the 80s is just awful.
Yeah, it's like you listen to it now, you'd be like,
It's the cheese thing. The 80s is probably the decade of the cheese, man.
To be fair, has any decade aged particularly well? When you go back to, I mean, maybe some music decades, but man, like not clothing decades. Look at people. They look ridiculous.
The 90s, man.
The 80s were pretty good.
In terms of clothes?
The 80s is probably aged the worst.
Yeah. You were talking about.
What culture, music?
I remember, what was it? Was the penny loafers in the 80s? Penny loafers were pretty stylish.
Well, so like, I mean, you can look at me. The mustache from the 90s is coming back. The mullet's coming back.
You know, I noticed that 90s
stuff
is
coming
back. Yeah. I mean, that was my heyday. I was a kid. I mean, I got to be a teenager.
I'm not a big fan of like older movies. Mm-hmm. The 90s was the best decade for movies.
90s
probably
was a major decade.
If I had to go
movies.
If I had to go pre-2000s, and then
movies kind of stink since then. If we're being real.
Oh no!
I don't think there's as many great ones. I mean, look at 94. It was Murderer's Row of movies. It was
right.
Like 10
okay.
All
sure.
Timers.
Yeah. Okay. But so I guess I'm comparing it to the 80s, where you had like Dirty Dancing and like the cheesiest movies ever made. They age horribly.
But they were hits. I mean, it worked in the moment.
Yeah, because you guys didn't know what good movies were back then.
I was a baby then. And this is Hughes' issue. I mean, Hughes the one that...
Hughes, we know about Hughes' taste in movies. He's a Tubi peruser.
Tubi, Mifganistan, man, I'm telling you. I'm gonna bring my fire stick to the hotel with me. I'm gonna watch some
You can't
movies.
Go to the Super Bowl and watch Tubi.
Man, I got 8 hours. I can't drink. All the time.
I like how Hugh is just considering the time he has from when the show ends till he's going to sleep. Eight hours.
You know, that's what
8 hours.
You already know I'm tired of timing it out. I'm like, yeah, what am I going
to
do?
We might need a Tubi intervention this offseason.
I know we're going to need to. Write that one down. All right, 215-592-9494. Has Saquon Barkley surpassed Bryce Harper already on the all-time Philadelphia free agent signings list? He hasn't yet for me. He has for you. Where do you come down? And should the Eagles be the favorite in the game? They're the underdog. And I look at it from every angle. And I understand what you're going to say, Mahomes and Reed. Yes, but the best roster is the Eagles. Statistically, all year, the Eagles were better in points per game, points allowed per game, yards per game, yards allowed per game, turnover differential. You can't find a number where the Chiefs are better. I mean, even the wins now is even at the end of the day. I mean, you can't find a number where the Chiefs are better other than their coach and their quarterback or who they are.
Pretty important things.
I know. But that's not usually how these lines are just set
sure.
by that.
Yeah.
You know, I just think the Eagles should be the favorite in the game. Where do you come down? All right, before we get back to the phones, though, and we do have to give you a second clue for Hughes Clues, can we hear the biggest moments of our two subjects today? So, Saquon Barkley, Bryce Harper, they've both done a lot in obviously, short time for Saquon, longer time for Bryce, but they're symbolic moments. Let's hear Saquon first, the play that really put the Rams away a couple weeks ago in the snow.
Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
So a couple of things I love from the cut. One is the crowd noise, just how loud it starts to get. And then, Hugh, we heard this a lot this year, the uh-oh from Mike Quick.
Yeah,
uh-oh.
That was funny.
I mean, you don't need to watch it. You hear the uh-oh from Mike Quick, and he's gone.
Yeah, you already know what it is.
Yes, and you know what this is. Bryce Harper's greatest moment here as a Philly. It was Game 5 of the 2022 NLCS when Bryce Harper went deep against Robert Suarez of the Padres.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
And I get goosebumps still when I hear it. I mean, I know we played it all the, like, the next year. It's such an incredible call. What a moment for Bryce Harper. Our 215-592-9494. Even the ending. I mean, Scott recognized in the moment that's probably the moment of his career. Like, he could win the World Series, but is he going to hit a bigger home run than that? Probably not. I mean, that's send a team to the World Series.
I gotta say, man, that Citizens Bank Park crowd.
I know. It's loud.
It's lethal.
That's pretty awesome. All right, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, could you give everyone a second clue? Because obviously your first one didn't work today.
The first clue was awesome. Mm-hmm. Stop that. The second clue is for all those who had all these, a bunch of guesses. It is seafood. So you're on the right track.
Okay, so you can eliminate dessert now from your thinking and all that. Yeah. So
I feel like we're heading towards getting the answer soon.
It feels like that. I mean, we got a couple seafood answers. All right, so it's a current Philadelphia athlete's favorite food, and it is officially seafood. All right, let's grab Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Gilio, Kyle, Big V.
What's up, man?
Big V, what's up?
Yo. Okay, let's see. It's Saquon. Hands down, Saquon.
Hands down? I mean, he's been here 1 year.
What? He's been here 1 year. Look what he did, okay? He actually changed how the NFL now scouts, coach, and plan. See, the running game was basically on its way to being a dinosaur. And then he started coming in there with that offensive line that we have and his athletic ability. Now he has changed it where now teams have started to actually work on improving their running game. And running backs now, you know, getting some good checks. Hmm.
Well, he's a part of it. I mean, I could also say
no good checks yet.
I could also say Derrick Henry was a part of it, right? The two of them together. It's not just Saquon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to give him credit, too. And you know, while we're doing it, Howie and Laurie had a lot to do with it, too. So, Andy, like I said, the offensive line. I mean, that running game has now become a staple where, you know, the NFL was on its way to being just explosive pass, and it was dropped back and thrown for 30 yards, and now it's like and defenses, you know, we're recording. Now, you know, defenses are playing completely honest and even checking in the box because we have such a talented, sensational run game that, you know, they have to take their precautions. I mean, he's been breaking more yards than most people have been doing in their accomplishing in their passing on his legs. And it's going back to the old smash mouth football, you know, where the guy takes it to the house, you know, the home run, the run for daylight, you know, like you said, it's like seeing, in my day, it was like Wilbur Montgomery, Walter Payton, you know, that sweet style of running, you know, that it has brought back another dimension of football for everybody. And, I mean, you can't take away what Bryce has done. I mean, he's got the daycare together. I mean, he's just smacking his home runs. But let's look at this. Have we gotten to the World Series with him?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, have we won the World Series with him?
No. And the Eagles haven't won the Super Bowl with Saquon yet.
Okay. Okay. So then, if anything, I'd say they're dead even.
Well, I mean, but you got to make a pick here, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Saquon.
Okay,
I'm going to Saquon. But in terms of the Eagles, you know, that one-point thing, I think there's more of them respecting the legacy of Kansas City rather than, you know, the talent of Kansas City right now. But, you know, I also have to say this. You know, I'm an Eagles fan. I bleed green. All right?
We know.
By the way, the Niners were a favorite last year. They were the favorite in the game. The Eagles were the favorite 2 years. So we can't just say Mahomes is always the favorite. The last two Super Bowls, he was the underdog. He's the favorite time. I think it's wrong.
The favorite this time. But here's the thing with the Eagles. When they're considered the underdog, you know, Sirianni didn't say anything to substantiate this. In fact, he said, oh, no, we're just going to remain honest and, you know, he goes into the nutty professor dialect. But when the Eagles are, you know, considered the underdogs, they seem to play harder. Like, they've got, you know, something to prove, something to do. They want to show you that they're the best.
We have seen that over the years. So this team, Big V, hasn't been an underdog for most, you know, I mean, like, what, four times this season, maybe? Ravens, Bengals, were they underdog in Tampa? Saints?
I think we were because we were pretty banged up going into that game.
If my memory serves, I think they've been underdogs only 3 or 4 times the whole year. So we haven't seen much of it, Big V. But yeah, maybe they use it for a little motivation. All right, Big V, what do you got? Who's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to go Lobster.
Lobster, Big V, not
a bad guess.
But people are now we're getting close here. We're getting close to the finish line here, and we got a $150 gift card to give away to Wild Fork Foods. All right, let's go to Alex, who's in Philadelphia. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up? Long time no hear from you, Deezy.
What's going on?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Alex.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
We're getting ready for a Super Bowl. How are you, Alex? How you doing?
Listen. I knew this was going to happen. Even with the rough start.
You knew they were going to be in the Super Bowl?
Even with the rough start. But I wanted to keep my mouth shut because I didn't want to do the shit I did. Oh, sorry. I didn't want to do what I did with the Phillies.
Oh, you jinxed it, Alex. It was your fault. Yeah. Most people have told me that. Closed. When I see people, they're like, that guy, Alex, he jinxed the Phillies.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I jinxed us. But, he's not there yet. Until he goes out and them guys get him and Coop, their birthday presents, which is the Super Bowl ring, then he surpasses Bryce.
See, now we're talking, Alex. He needs that ring. You need a ring to finish it.
Unless you got that ring, got you.
That's going to be a heck of a birthday present for them guys.
Well, it is. February 9th, I believe, is Saquon's birthday and Cooper.
Yeah. And Coop. That's the best birthday present guys can ask for.
Who should be the favorite in the game?
Vegas got it wrong, baby. Mm-hmm. They got it dead wrong. Hugh, remember that time? I forget what team I told you about that we were going to cook them. We're going to cook the Chiefs.
You remember that, Hugh?
We're going to cook the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Cook them.
Cook them.
We're going to cook them.
What's the score?
I'm going to say 47-17.
Damn.
30 points.
That ain't about to happen.
30 points.
We're going to cook them. Their defense can't do anything without offense.
30 points.
And their defense can't do anything without offense.
Okay.
And their offense can't do anything without defense.
They do have Reed and Mahomes. They usually move the ball a little bit.
They can move the ball, but it's going to get taken away in the second half. And they can have the ball with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, down 3 touchdowns.
Well, that would make me feel good. I'll take that.
He works out.
I know.
He works out.
47-17. That's a big one. All right, Alex, what do you got for us? A guess for Hughes Clues.
I'm just going to say salmon cheese steak.
Salmon cheese steak.
No, Alex. You ever have one of those?
No,
I never have either. 47-17 is where we're at for the predictions. We got a week. We got six more shows after today.
So, I don't believe in tempting fate or superstitions and stuff like that.
We poking the bear a little bit though.
No, it's fine. I think people are welcome to make whatever prediction they want. Just know, you're out of your mind.
So
to predict that score, you're just going to be wrong. I'm sorry. Patrick, there's no way that happens.
Patrick Mahomes has started 132 games in the NFL. He's lost by double digits, which is just 10 or more.
Yeah, we're going to beat him by 30 in the Super Bowl, though.
I told y'all this was going to happen, though.
And I blame you.
Why you blame me?
Because you got everyone dreaming of the parade, so now they're drumming this up in their minds. Win,
but I've always said it wasn't going to be easy. Now, if you want to get on me about something, I said it wasn't going to be easy last week, and it kind of was.
Kind of was, yeah.
Yeah,
you
but
dope.
Still. Yeah, basically, but no, this
don't
ain't
you
this
know
ain't,
ball.
This ain't going to be easy, dog. And the 41 points. What y'all think? The Kansas City Chiefs are going to go out there and just lay down, huh? Hey, Eagles, you know what? We got two. Y'all, we don't need another. Go ahead. We're going to escort y'all into the end zone.
If your whole shtick is to come on and just be as big of a fan as possible and say we're going to blow them out, then that's fine. But if you are in the business of trying to get the score right, don't predict that score.
Alex was right once before.
Did you not hear his phone call? We didn't give him enough credit
People
for that.
Remind us often, if they've ever gotten anything right.
Just as a side, when you ask me, even if you ask him, do you remember something I said yesterday? Probably not going to remember that. Don't work like that. Don't work like that for me. So
just smile and nod.
Yes, but if you really ask me, do I remember something that was said 2 months ago? Definitely not going to remember that.
So you can convince you he said something. We do this all the time too. Remember when you said
No, that's when you say, remember that, Hugh? Because you knew I didn't remember. That's why you looked at me and started laughing.
Mark and Delaware, what's up, Mark?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, what's going on?
So let me just comment on two earlier callers before I get to the Saquon and Bryce thing.
Okay.
So
when I first got on, did I hear a guy or a caller complain that his wife made too much money or more money than
Well,
him?
He said he's still the primary. He said he's the pedophilius, don't care how much money his wife made. I'm ad-libbing, but that's what he said.
Gotcha. Okay. I was going to say, because my wife makes about 5 or 6 times the money that I do, and I'm proud when I go out to point that out to people.
As you should
so
be,
you're,
Mark.
You're a cat
for you.
Man. Ain't nothing wrong with being a cat man. Ain't nothing wrong.
No, and I'm happy when she gets home.
I wish somebody would keep me. I need to be kept.
Well, go find someone.
I was thinking about Oprah.
Oprah.
I need to be kept.
What do you think Oprah's going to say you knock on her door?
I got expenses.
What are the chances Oprah knows who Hugh Douglas is?
Not slim and none.
Well, hold on. Oprah is from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Donovan is a Chicago kid. I wouldn't be surprised if Oprah was paying attention to the NFL during your time.
We can make it a point for our show to get Oprah to know who Hugh Douglas is.
Yeah, now I don't know if she really remembers you, but like maybe.
She'd be like, Who? Yeah, you know, he played with Donovan. Well, I know Donovan.
Yeah, right. How are you going to land Oprah? Like,
I don't know. I'm a wine and diner.
Wine and diner. Oprah. She doesn't need to be wine and dine.
She's going to wine and dine you.
Go ahead, Mark.
She's had a birthday.
Guys, Hugh just got a house and a jacket. How's he going to find a
That's
girl?
That's enough, yeah. That's enough for another year.
Hey, 1 year at a time, Hugh.
Hugh stopped buying someone
Oprah's
dinner for
net worth
at least
is $3 billion, and Hugh's going to wine and dine her. Oh, okay.
I'm about to shoot the J.
So, hey, my other comment on an earlier call is somebody said something about cheesesteaks. Joe, you said something about this is the best place to get cheesesteaks. What do you know about a cheesesteak?
Well, I used to eat meat, Mark. I mean, I didn't, you know, I wasn't a vegetarian since I was a kid. I ate plenty of cheesesteaks in my day.
Okay, I was just questioning. I didn't know if you put like tofu on a roll, because you said that, you know, the best part about it was a roll. So,
well, so in recent years when I've had something like it, I've had like they'll have the Impossible Meat, you know, cheesesteak. Yep. So you still get the same roll.
Yeah, that ain't good, JoJo. Impossible Meat.
Well, I'm not saying it's the same thing.
I'm mad at you for saying that. Ooh, like, everybody's sitting there eating cheesesteaks, and you eating Impossible.
Well, but if I want a cheesesteak, what am I going to do?
We're going to sit there. We're going to laugh at you. That's what we're going to do.
Well, that's fine. But I have had cheesesteaks around here. Plenty of them, Mark. I think the last time I went and got a real one, I think it was at John's Roast Pork, well, like, I don't know, 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yep, and that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. On your question today, I got to say it's Saquon, man. You know, he's leading his team to the Super Bowl in his first season. And, you know, I know Bryce won the MVP and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, dude, Saquon's just been awesome this year. And Saquon would have an MVP also if they would have let him play the last game of the season.
He probably would, Mark. Or if the NFL just recognized running backs more, it's just become a quarterback award, which is kind of crazy. It's amazing the last few weeks people just stopped talking about Saquon as the MVP, even though he was incredible. Mark, what do you got for us? Give us a guess for Hugh's Clues.
Let me say crawfish.
Well, Mark, you got yourself a gift card to Wild Fork Foods. You got it, Mark.
Look at you. Guess
Did you
right.
know which player's favorite food is crawfish?
No, I don't have a clue. I just kind of Hugh gave out the last clue saying it was seafood, and with the other guesses, you know, that you're supposed to listen to.
Yeah, that's good job, Mark.
You know, and with the game being down in New Orleans, I was like, it's got to be crawfish.
So you're right. You got it. It's Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts' is favorite food. He
apparently, Devontae's, too.
It must be like if a Southern thing. Yeah. Well,
And full disclosure, I got a phone call because I have some friends down there, and they were asking me, you know, do I eat crawfish?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah. I'm not eating crawfish because I'm not sucking nothing out of nothing, because that's what they do. They break them apart and suck their head out or whatever.
The head?
And I'm like, yeah,
Is that the only way to eat it?
Well, it's like you break it apart to get all the meat out and stuff.
But you're not like, nah, cooking
cool.
it.
No, I don't care. I don't care, but them little things are alive when they cook them. They're not clean. Well, you're supposed to, they're supposed to be alive when you cook them. You cook them with like the corn and all the other stuff, the boil.
Yeah, crawfish boil.
And I'm like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah, cool. So to eat crawfish, you hold it by the head and tail, twist to separate them, then you peel off the shell of the tail to access the meat. Well, you know how to crab?
I mean, I eat crab, but the crawfish now.
But crab, isn't crab the same thing? You're just breaking eating
but
it.
But I don't even like crab too much. Like, I will eat shrimp from the restaurant to like the little shrimp, but to actually eat it when it's in the shell.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with eating it out of the shell?
No, because it's like I see what happens to them. I feel bad for them.
Don't you know?
No, you don't.
I promise you I do.
You're lying.
Because I remember one time.
What about the cow?
Harper's mom was cooking the crab leg, mm-hmm. the crabs. Mm-hmm. And like they get the blue crabs mm-hmm. and they're still moving and they throw them in the boiling pot of water. I'm like, that's just cruel.
I got news for you. It's all still moving before you eat, at some point.
But at least in this, like, and I'm about to spoil it for everybody, but here we are. Like, y'all don't clean them things out. Y'all eat everything. Like, everything inside of that crab that made it move when it was alive, y'all just throw it in a pot and eat it. Whatever that crab ate last, whatever was in that crab intestinal tract, you eating that too. Nah, I'm cool. I'm good. I am so good.
So when we were in New Orleans and I order a crabfish boil, you're not having any?
Nah.
All right, I'll have to eat it myself.
It's a lot of food, though. So if you do that, from what I'm told.
A whole boil.
Yeah, if you do that, you might need to go with, like, a bunch of people that's going to eat that with you, because I ain't fooling. I'll probably eat a potato or something, or a piece of corn.
A potato?
Yeah, but I ain't fooling with no crab.
All right, I got to find some. Maybe Elliot or Jack will come with
me. Elliot trying to hang out. You know, Elliot trying to cut loose down there.
Of course.
Yeah, he's trying to get it in.
Yeah, and you are going to be awake until what time? 8:30 p.m.
I'm giving y'all to 9.
Like,
I'm in the bed at 9:30, so that means about 8:55.
See ya.
I'm fading.
Where'd Hugo? He went to bed. Simon's at 8:30. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Has Saquon Barkley already surpassed Bryce Harper on the all-time Philadelphia free agents? Who should be the favorite in this game? I think it's wrong. I think the Eagles are the better roster. They have the better resume. They have better statistics. They should be the favorite in the game. The Eagles are underdogs in the Super Bowl. Where do you come down on that? And we'll get to some stuff Jason Kelce said this morning coming up on Saquon. And an emotional reflecting on his career. You'll hear that coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.